Did you ever go to the piping shop? Was that where the pipes were made? Yes. What was that like?
Oh, the pipe, big different pipes, man, all sizes and shapes and all that. Look, that's one of these great big huge Britain, great big Britain. And then when they were made, when there's girls and all that up in the cranes and that, and they had to be all separately took in pieces and put in each box and had to be wrote on where it was going. Each one, each piece had to be wrote on and put in these boxes so that when it got to the other end, went to Holland, Belgium, all over the world, the presses went. It was lovely, mine, doing it at the time.
So you helped pack up the machines. Yeah. Were they wooden crates?
No. Oh, yeah, all wooden crates, yeah, yeah. And a lot was to stop them from touching one another and all that. Yeah. Had to be packed very tight, yeah.
So that press, you know, that one down in Aberdare, yeah. How many boxes would that have gone into?
Oh, I think that would have been about half a dozen, should it be, because they were big wooden boxes, mind. They are specially made for the to go into. Yeah, from, I think it was Barron's who had done that.
And how big were the crates?
Oh, big ones. Great big, as big as this room, bigger.
Wow.
Yeah. So it had to be all big pieces, it had to be pieces, look, all separate pieces. And they all had to be marked, every piece had to be marked. So as you knew exactly when they got to the other end where it had to go.
And when they were in the crates, how did they transport them down to Aberdare?
If I remember rightly, there was a train what used to run round to the docks, a long, long black road. And I think that's where they used to go. We put on this train and took round to Black Road and then put on the water and then off to, oh, I don't know, because I went with a girl one day on the trolley and up to the station with a small box on one of these little trolleys. They asked me if I'd go with her because she was driving the trolley with bits and pieces, you know. I had to go from one department to another if it was too heavy for people to handle. And so this big parcel had to go up to the station. I see where they knew how bugger I was, look. See, so they said, definitely go with her. Sure, where to go, what to do at the station. I was gone like a light.
So it was an electric trolley, was it?
Yeah, they went off. She did, not me. She was driving the trolley around in fields in the works, like, see, with the different big pieces that had to be gone from one place to one hangar to another hangar then, see? And of course, this piece had to go. It was had to go on the train, had to go at a certain time. I should never get it. It's 5 o'clock, I tell you that. It was 1942. And I could tell you straight, I had to go straight to the station and I had to be at 5 o'clock train. And we had to get up there quick at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because I said, oh, yeah, because I want to be home by 5 o'clock. I should never forget it. Right. And I had to go with her and they said, Daphne, go and help her. Hold that thing on that trolley and go and help her. I said, right, I'll do that now. Anything. Tell me to do anything, I'm gone. Like a lightning. And I was gone. And I had to go with her. And what did I go for? Just to waste the people all the way to the street to the station.
That was that in the main Gloucester station?
Yeah. That was it. Oh, I should never forget that. Yeah.